We're going to talk this week about ribbis, a very common shaila, and ribbis is the ribbis derech knas. It's not... Okay, so let's read the halacha inside, and then we'll discuss the halachas. The halacha is kufayin zayin sif yudalad. Ha'ayimel ha'chaveroi. Maybe it's page 14 in the booklet. Ha'ayimel ha'chaveroi. Im lo yefrach al hazman plod. He borrowed money, and he says, if I don't pay you back at the proper time, ha'reini chayv l'cho me'achshav al hazman ha'ikuv. I now am machayv myself that at the time I'll owe you at the time of the that I postponed until is such and such amount of extra money. So it's mutar meikra din. It's not ribis ktsutsa. We would be accustomed to saying, listen, I borrowed $100, and if you don't pay me back in a month, you pay me 120 or a percentage. That would seem to be ribis ktsutsa. But lemais, it's not ribis ktsutsa. It's only asar mipnei haramas ribis.
What's
meachshav? Meachshav just means lagabi the kinyan. It shouldn't be in a smachta. So meachshav means I'm machayv myself now that at the time of the later. Right now, I'm machayv myself that if I don't pay you at the time that we made up, I'll add on to the
chod. Why is it meachshav? Why is it?
It's an hilchas. It's a smachta because otherwise it's just words. Dibur and baum. It's not chal the kinyan. What's up?
When we say it's a fixed amount, that's haramas ribis. If it was based on a percentage,
same thing.
A late fee on a percentage would be haramas.
Well, if it's a one-time thing. Now we'll see. Why is it only haramas ribis? Why is it not ribis ktsutsa? So the Vilna Gaon, if you look in the Bir Agra, Ois Lamed Hei. So the Vilna Gaon says, shat is that I'm talking to mine. The Vilna Gaon says that the pshat is
the fourth line.
If you look in Lamed Hey, it says like this: in middle of the line, Lamed Hey, in middle of the line, he says Avol. Yeah, it's the fifth line down in the Bir Agra, like a little more than halfway through the line. He says Avol Mishum Ribis Leka. There's no ribis. She'enoi Agar Natar. Now this is a very important. This is a key phrase. Agar Natar. Agar natar means it's agar is a rental, is a fee for natar, for waiting. Okay, ribis is defined as money. I'm charging you for holding my money. I'm charging you for the fact that I have to wait to get my money back. So I'm waiting on my money. I'm losing a month of whatever I could be doing with my money, and I'm charging you for that month. So the Gaon from the Rishonim that a knas mishum ribis leka. There's no ribis. She'enai agar, it's not a fee which is for the waiting. The whole thing is you're charging me for one moment. Means at 11:59 p.m. I could have gotten away with. I could have held your money for a year. 11:59 p.m. I would have paid you. I wouldn't have had. You wouldn't have charged me a thing. 12:01. All of a sudden, I passed the deadline. Now you charge me this fee. So obviously, you're not charging me for holding back for the loan. You're charging me for the fact that I didn't pay you on time. So you just want to guarantee that you're getting back your money. That's all. You're not charging me for holding the money. But all right, you could have held it for the whole 30 days and still, or a year, and still not paid me. So man, it's not called agar natar, and therefore it's not ribis ktsutsa.
That's like haramas ribis.
Yeah, it's only haramas ribis, it's derabanan. Now, since it's haramas ribis, it's derabanan. So the memelah is a big kula. What's the kula? Zokter amma. Hagav, yesh matirin im noisin le mois umekabel peiros. Vyesh lahakabaza. You could be makel if it's not money for money. If it's money for peiros. And if you look at the Shach on Lamed Aleph, the Shach says, V'huadin ipcha, it's peiros for money. So let's give an example, which is a classical example. You buy something on credit, okay? You buy something on credit, and you tell the person, you go to a grocery store, and you have your tab, your credit, and they say, yeah, you could buy food for Shabbos. And buy it now. You pay within the 30 days. But if you don't pay in 30 days, I'm going to add on $10 to the bill, to the tab.
One
time. So, Mamela, it's going to be mutter because you received peiros and you have a chayv now, and now you're adding on to the chayv. You're adding on money, but since it's peiros for money, it's mutter. Now, I heard Isaac asking a good question, so it was Mayer me to look into it. When he was learning with the Chavrusa, you were asking, so why didn't it just say, derech mekachomem kar mutter? Why have to say mekabel mois for peyer? It's a strange lashon. If you want to say,
it's not really
no, but that is. The case I just described is Mecha Chumemkar. I really only owe you money.
It's the reverse case. I mean, so the actual case of Shachar is not Mecha Chumemkar. It's Kiyu of Mecha.
Well, I gave money and I'm going to get payers back. Or the other way, I prepaid for an item. That's something I prepay. I prepay and I say, I want delivery in 30 days. And then you call me in 30 days, you can't deliver. Okay, so you're holding my money for longer, so I make a kanas, so you can't deliver me.
And if you pay back at the end of the loan, payers instead of money.
So kipshutai, it's mekach mekar. Now, okay, that's very good. So the sma, the sma in the kuchas sma says a merda kadin. Because let's say you tell someone, you say, I'm lending you $100 for 30 days. If you don't pay me on day 30, okay, I want your, I want you to give me back a certain item that's worth 150. I want your watch. You can pay me back money, no problem. On day 30, you can still pay me back money. Day 31, a knas, you have to pay me back your watch. You have to give me your watch, and your watch is worth $150 now.
Still all the money or no?
What? No, that would be the payment.
Tribus.
What?
Tribus, an extra $50.
Oh, so tribus, so it's mota. Why? Because it's
collateral. It's really collateral.
It's knas. Well, it's not collateral because you can pay me back the loan if you want to.
Right. But watch is your collateral.
Right. But also, it's because...
No, you didn't give him the watch.
No. But it's understood that this watch has been a certain place. So whether I'm holding the watch or the borrower or the lender's holding the watch,
it's not a
Portuguese. Not really.
No, it's a knas. The pshat is that really you owe me the money. I have no tvia on the watch. It's just we made a deal that if you don't pay me on time, then you'll pay me back the watch. That's your knas.
That's not
design. What?
Yudzayin.
Yudzayin is a mashkim. Yudzayin is a mashkim shas maisa. This is a knas.
This is a mashkim? Saying, up front I want the watch, it's not be a dacha.
Mashkim
is be a dacha from the start. This
case
not be a
dacha. Right. Mashkim has to be a dacha. Yeah, the mashkim, you went and you had it the whole time. This is not a mashkim.
Why can't I
don't have the watch.
I'll loan you $100, but you have to give me $50 as collateral. That's not
rivers. Collateral is something else. I'm not talking about collateral now. I'm not talking about that. That's if you design it. Specifically said to skip it. It's very complicated. I don't talk about
collateral. Okay, your knas is $50.
Okay, you can do in so money. Okay. You can't do it because that's haramas rivers. Right. But in metatlin, you could do it. Because it doesn't look like it doesn't
look like money.
Right, it's not money.
Banko, you
can
do it.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not just mekachomem. Even if it's derech halva, but if the payment is in, if you decide it was total halva, just you end up paying payers and not money, it's also mutter. That's the point. That's why the Mechaber doesn't say Mecha Chumem Kwez Mutter. That's why the Mechaber says Im Nasan Mois, Mechaber Peiros, it's Mutter. Because even if you made a Halva, but you end up getting back Peiros, you end up getting back Metaltlin, that also be Mutter.
What's Chayav in this case?
What? Which case?
In the other case, there's Mecha
Chumem Kwez Mutter. No, because it doesn't look like Rimmit. Because it's not Haramah Rimmit. It's not Haramah Rimmit like this.
Why is it not Haramah Rimmit?
Because it's not money for money. We only made a Gzer of Haramah Rimmit by Spitz Halva. It's
no,
metal.
It's an object.
It's not Avak Ribbis. So Haramah's ribbis, it has to look like a real ribbis. It doesn't look like ribbis because it's mekach, it's Paris for money. This is the sma says in the kuchas the sma ois chafalef. The sma says it says this din. Okay, now it comes out from here that let's say by a service, which is common, let's say by a doctor's office or a dentist office or rent. Let's say a rental fee in a condominium or something, like, you know, that there's a fee. If you don't pay by the 15th or the 5th or whatever it is, then you're going to add on, you have to add another $70 or whatever to the bill. So it comes out from all these, that's mutter. Do they?
Are there continual cumulative late fees?
Okay. So that's not good. I'm saying, strictly speaking, because that's going to be Tazayin. The question you said the Shach asks, we have to see. Okay. For as of now, a one-time fee for paying late, that will be mutter. Now, in Mecca Chumemkar. What? No, in Mecca Chumemkar. Yeah.
Okay. In Mecca, even if you have Paris Derech Halva.
Or Paris Derech Halva. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's go to Tes Zayin, which is more of a hemshech to this halach, and then we'll go to the other topic, which is Tes Vav. Tes Zayin says like this: Im chiyev atzmoi losis lamalve kach v'kach b'chol shavua ba'oid shemaakev memoinai hareza ribes gemura. So what happens if you tell to the person that you could pay me back within 30 days, but for every 10 days after 30 days that you hold it, you have to pay me another X amount, okay? So it's cumulative. It's every month that you hold the money, you still have to pay more. That's taka ribis gemura. And if you look in the Shach in Lamed Gimel, so. Well, let's just finish the Ramah first. Haga afagav the kasav lekach derech knas, even though you wrote it as a knas, which is what im lo efra alacha lizman pliny etin lecha koshva v'shuva kach v'kach. Afagav the imhaya pireya lo bizman, even if you would have paid on time, lo havekan ribis klal, you could have gotten away without it at all. Mikol makom hoyel v'kasav leilitin lekitzva b'choshva v'shuva, since you said it's tolling every weekly basis, have a ribis gomor v'chein ikar. Afagav deish makilin, it's ribis gomor. So the Shach says. In Lamed Gimel, he says, "V'lo idami l'de'el sifya dalid," and it's not like in sifya dalid. But im oimer im lo efra'acha and is chayav to me achshav kach dinar and the live ribis gomer the lemezli ribis kula high. Here it's much worse because here it's going up every week. So therefore, you are paying to a certain degree for holding the money. It's not just the guy wants to guarantee the guy it back, so he did a one time late fee for as a knas. No, here he's actually charging you more money to hold on to his money. And if you continue in the Shach says, "Of chuvas ma'aral chaviv herich bazev hel gamkin shurib is deoraisa. Of chuvas ma'bit chalak alav she'ino elam derabanim umediver machabe ve'arav nira shehu rib is deoraisa." So the Shach says that rib is ktsutza. This case is rib is ktsutza. It's deoraisa. Okay.
The interest is built right into the payment.
What? Yeah, but it was set up as a knas. Rib is ktsutza means kipshuta. You could have heard that if you could get out of it, it's not rib is ktsutza. You could have gotten out of the whole thing. I could have paid you right back on time. So that means you're not charging me really for holding on to the money. You're charging me just a late fee, and just you want to incentivize more to pay on time. So you're saying if you keep on holding the money, I'm building in more. Who says that that's aganata? L'maisa, the Shach says it's ribis ktsutza. The goin in Islam et Ches says very very brief, very quick, very short. In Lamed Ches, which is the last line you have there, the loy dami lahad the leel sif dal yadalit. It's not like it says in sif yadalit. Tekan agar natar gomru. Remember, we were saying that phrase agar natar. Are you paying him for holding the money? So in yadalit, he said it's not agar natar, just knas. Here it's agar natar because it means every week I'm charging you every week for holding on to my money. That's what he holds. However, if you look in the Pischei Tshuva over here, in the Pischei Tshuva is dalit. Yeah, these are small prints here. But the Pischei Tshuva and Sif Dalet says, "Ayin b'tshuvas Rav Elazar Mizrahi." It's the last line in Pischei Tshuva over here. Okay, so Pischei Tshuva says, "Ayin b'tshuvas Re'im." The Rav Elazar Mizrahi shakasa di mikom akom pshita the lesbe mishum ribis ktsutza umishmachim muta b'may shel yisaimen. It's definitely not ribis ktsutza. This thing, it's only avak ribis. Also, he's understanding that it's just a fancy knas. It's just a more elaborate knas that protects the person even more. That I'm for sure going to get back my money because I know that he doesn't want to hold it. He doesn't want to be late another week. But it's not ribis ktsutza because it wasn't structured as charging him for holding the money. It's just structured as an incentive for him to pay.
What's the case of the heter?
Yisoyimim, you're allowed to take money. If you have, let's say, a karen for Yisoyimim, let's say Nebuch does Yisoyimim and the tzibur collects money for the Yisoyimim, so there's an apotropos, someone in charge of the money. So he's allowed to do ribis derabanan to make more money for the Yisoyimim. We're mater, we have a heter that an apotropos of Yisoyimim is invest with goyim, but he's even allowed to charge ribis derabanan to people, to yidin, to make more money for the Yisoyimim. So that's a kula. So he's saying he would be allowed to give a loan with these conditions because even if he says a weekly ribis, as long as it's structured as a knas, because it would only be ribis drabana. Okay. So this is a very important machloikes if it's only Rebbe's Doraisa or Rebbe's Rabban, but Lamaisa, once you're in this parsha, then it's not mutter, even Derech Michael Chumemkar. Okay? So therefore, that's what it would depend on. If the dentist office says every 30 days you're late, it's another $10, so then yeah, that would be a problem. If it's a one-time thing, that, you know, a service would be the same thing, because it's not money for money. It's money for, not payers, but it's money for
a service. So you go to this dentist, right? And by you going there, you're machayeving yourself to his rules. Maybe that would be a problem right there.
Why?
Because let's say, because he says, even if you pay on time, it's still usur. By you going to the dentist, you subject yourself to his rules that are usur to you. If you go to a Jewish dentist. You're going to pay on time, so you don't go into the
business. I don't know if there's a loisa simon on this. Is there a loisa simon on Rebbe's Drabbanon like this? I don't know. And there's an isur of going into the deal in the first place? I'm not so sure. I hear what you're saying, but
he says it before. Sure, he says that even though you're going to pay on time, you can't. This deal is a problem because ha'il the kus of the lita lo katsa of the kol shavu shavu.
That means you're not allowed to do it. I don't know if, let's say, you know you're going to pay on time, you're not allowed to do it.
He says afal gav you're going to pay on time. Afal gav this you're going to pay on time. Afal gav the haya parel lo this.
Im haya. Yeah, but you might say you didn't. Right now.
You plan on doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, you can't pay the extra. I don't know if it means you can't go to the dentist.
No. I'm saying maybe you have to structure to tell your dentist, say, listen, I can't enter into this agreement with you.
That's what he did. He crossed out the paragraph.
It depends. I'm saying it depends what your das is. If your das talk to be late, then in a chum you can't do it, but then he's gonna talk and tell you find another dentist also.
All right, fine, but let's say you don't have
to do it. In all these cases,
what?
You shouldn't be. You do, you don't. Okay, so if you plan on paying back on
the, you shouldn't be a penny on the das.
What?
You shouldn't be a penny on the das. You always have the das to pay. Right? So I have the das from paying, then what happens if... Exactly. What happens if...
Okay, so then you have to tell me, so I'm not going to be able to pay that extra fee. Yeah. Now, Lamaisa, that would come out. There are kulas if it comes Lamaisa.
You can't mochel
ribbis. No, not mechila. You're not paying it. You never entered into that.
He has to mochel you.
No, it's not called mechila. Mechila is the loive is mochel on paying the extra, not the malvah doesn't charge. That's not mechila. Who's getting the extra money? What?
As it continues to go, they'll continue collecting.
Usually, the collection
agency. I'm saying, but who's taking the money?
If the debt is rephrased, that if you don't pay me by a certain time, then I'm loaning you that filling. So you have to pay me rent on it. Until
buy
the
loan.
So he restructures the deal.
He's selling your loan.
But still, a one-time.
At this point now, if you don't pay for the filling,
once it's misrabe, once it's a knas on misrabe, that's what it's called in the place. Once it's a knas on misrabe, then it's also no matter what, even rent.
But if he changes it around.
Now, in your case, I don't know, is that true? If let's say you're in a rental, you don't pay the first, you don't pay by X amount, they charge you an extra $70. The next month you have a new rent to pay and they'll charge you $70 on that. But then I don't know. They,
I'm not sure.
That's even optional.
They're going to charge you more every month for the original fee?
It's never more than one month
late. You can certainly structure a contract like that. You can say look, I'll say you on a monthly basis at such and such rate. If you're ever late, the rate changes. There are changes to this.
I sell you a house, but if you don't pay for every month, you're not paying me for the house. You're renting it from me. So no,
we're
trying to say that the dentist is lending the filling. He's renting it to him.
No, it's not going to be so posh. Now, what about the case where it's a
collections agency? Let's say the guy sells the debt to the collections agency at a loss. Let's say you owe me $100. I'm going to sell your debt to this guy for $50, and he's going to charge you ribbons.
Fine, he's a guy. What do I care? So then I'm not paying you anything.
Okay, that's fine then.
I would assume. It depends really if you sold the loan. Who's going to take the loss? It's a very big shaila. Mechira starts.
I already took the loss. I got the offer because that's what I think.
And you're out.
I'm out.
If you're out, you're out. You can sell a chayv. It's not a problem.
In all of these cases of a kenas that's mutter.
What?
In all of the cases of a kenas that's mutter, do you have to call it a kenas, or can you say, for instance, the tzedakah, right? If he can charge interest, if he can charge this kind of kenas on a monthly basis, right?
Can we talk about afterwards? I want.
I'm saying anything. Do you have to call it or not? Can you say that there's interest after the first month? Can you call it interest?
No, no, I don't think so. Okay, let's go to Sif Yud Ches, which is in your papers. It's the last sheet, I think. So Sif Yud Ches says like this. He says over this halacha again, but in the shach, there's a very important knetch here. So Sif Yud Ches says like this. Hamoicher schayra lechaveroi b'shishim zehuvim shekibel miyad. So I saw, let's say Reuven sells schayra to Shimon, and he Shimon prepaid. So he gave 60 zehuvim, and he's planning on getting $60 worth of schayra miyad. He planned on prepaying and getting the schayr in 6 months. But if it, after 6 months comes, the moicher doesn't have the schayr yet, if you don't give it to me in 6 months, then I want 100 zehuvim worth of schayr.
More?
Oh,
that's the key.
What?
More.
No. I want $100 worth of schara. Okay? V'kanu miyadoi, and they made a deal. V'higia hazman, v'loi nasan. L'maisa, taka, the 6 months came, nothing doing. So is he allowed to give now the extra schara? Chayiv litin lai hamei hazehuvim. He's allowed to give the $100 worth of schara now. Okay? Now, the last two lines are bavarning a different problem. They're bavarning a problem that you're never allowed to prepay for schayra in general without this tanai. So he's saying why you're allowed to prepay, but you prepaid for schayra, and that's why, and it's mutter. Why? Well, schayra, it's pasha that it's mutter, right? Because it's mois for payers, right? What?
How's this any worse
than
the previous case with Yudah?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's the point. It's mechachum anchor. Now, there's a very important shach and a taz. They both bring down a bach. The bach says like this. If you look in the shach lamed vav, the shach says, "Kasav habach dafka keshehis neshit in ba'avura la'oise zman tekef mea zehuvim." That means that right now, it doesn't make a difference if you prepaid or you took it on credit, but the point is that right now, let's say the case of the prepayment, you paid the $60 and then you want to get the $100 worth of schayra right away. After 6 months, you want to get $60 worth of schayra. If he doesn't pay it 6 months, I want to get $100 worth of schayra. When does he have to give me that $100?
After the 6 months.
So can I be toveya it right away? At 6 months and one day, I can go ahead and be toveya the $100 worth of schayra, or I have to wait a year now? Right? He says, if I didn't give you in 6 months, then in a year, I'll give you $100 worth of schayra.
To wait a year, then.
Okay, so he says, Zok Debach, in that case, if you have to wait a year, that's no good. It's all talking about, Sheitim Bavur, Lois Leizman, Tekef, Mea Zehuvim. I could be Tavea right away, the 100. Avalim Haya, Tanai, but if the Tanai would be, Shim Lo Yitin Lo Eschayra, Lachatzi Shana, Yitin Bavur, Achar, Klois Hashana, Mea Zehuvim. But if the Tanai would be that if you don't give it to me in a half a year, then I'm going to ask for it in a year, 100. Rib is gomerhu, the havale aganata, because then because you didn't pay, so I'm charging you. It's not a knas. Knas would mean that you're chayv to me right away more. Here you're not chayv to me more. Oh, you missed your time, so I'll re-lend you the money for 6 more months, and then add on to it another 40 zehuvim. Right? That's really what's happening. If you tell the guy that after really you owe it to me in 6 months. If you don't pay me in 6 months, then in a year, give me 100. Then there is an agarnata here because you lose the whole svar of knas. So this is the whole knesh of knas. The knesh of knas is just for a one-time thing. So let's say, for example, let's say the dentist office. He would say, you owe me $100 for the visit. Now, and you have to pay me in 30 days. In 30 days, you don't pay. You have to pay me $17. And now the next bill you're going to receive is going to be in 30 days from now. So it means you have 30 more days because you're paying that late fee. So the late fee is buying you the late fee is buying you another 30 days on the money.
So you paid the next day.
Oh, so what?
You paid the next day.
The shaz, can he be tevei it?
If you paid, how much?
117.
So then you already owe 117.
No, but the point is he can't be tevei you the money now. If you bought another 30 days on the money. If he can't be tovea you the money for another 30 days, or is the deal, no, I can be tovea you right now. I can send you as many letters as I want. I can be tovea you, and you owe me the money right now. And Mimela, yeah, it's a knas, $17. Or no, is it $17 buying you more time? Aganata. So now, this is the shaila. The Bach is machmer on this. The Shach goes along and says, no, there's no such thing. It's the same knas, because the knas happens at one time as a one-time thing. Lamaisin, the Sefer Bris Yehuda,
so he made... It's not like he's talking about a case where you can't collect until the end of the year.
Right. And Alpha Pika and the Shach is matter.
Saying, no, you can't, is it, but Lulid Suri can collect it. Is there a Lulid Suri can collect it?
The typical case of Knas is that you could collect it the next day. It's just that because you didn't pay on time, you owe more. The Bach's case is that because of the Knas, now you have another 30 days that you can't collect it anymore. So you're getting, or you're re-lending the money because of the loan. The Tshuvas Mabit, the Bris Yehuda brings down from the Tshuvas Mabit, a very good pshara. It's not Ribbis Gemura, it's not Ribbis Derais, it's not Avak Ribbis. He says a very, and it's very mistafa what he says. The Tshuvas Mabit says, listen to this, it's very geschmack. The Tshuvas Mabit says it's Ribbis Mukdemes. What's Ribbis Mukdemes? Ribbis Mukdemes means that, let's say I want to borrow money from you, right? We learned a couple weeks ago. I want to borrow money from you, so I give you 20, I give you a gift, send you flowers, you know, right. And I'm mefarish, it's for the loan. I'm going to want to borrow money soon. In the meanwhile, you're my best friend, you know, take everything. And then, because of that, you let me the loan money, right? So, Zokta Mabit, this $17 that you're paying the dentist on day number 31 is Ribbis Mukdemes, because of that $17, now you're getting another loan of 30 days on the money. So he says it's not Ribbis Ktsutza, but it, because it's not charging you for the Aganata, but it's Ribbis Mukdemes. Mm. Because you're paying now to be able to get a loan. Mm. You're paying now the Knas to be, I'm charging you $17 to get a new loan of 30.
According to the Bach, this was Ribbis Derais?
So that's the Bris Yehuda is not sure. He's Masupik. What did Bach mean?
Ribbis
Gomer, right. So I'm not sure if that was Ketsutza or not Ketsutza. I thought it was. The Bris Yehuda assumes that even the Bach didn't mean Ketsutza. But Lemaisa, this thing adds a very, in the Bris Yehuda, who's pretty much the Poisek Achron on the Hilchos Ribbis, the Bris Yehuda goes with the Bach and the Mabit. So that would mean that even a one-time late fee, we're throwing in a new monkey wrench now. That even a one-time late fee, if because of the one-time late fee, you pushing off the Zman Piroin, that now the guy can't be Tovea you for another 30 days, then it's going to be Osor anyway.
He can't be
Tovea.
It has to be where he can't.
Yeah. Is that, what's the common...
That is the common thing. It goes up, and you have 30 days to pay.
You have 30 days, or you're not to pay. So they don't want to send you another thing out in the mail until the end of the month.
Theoretically, you owe the money now.
But Edson, they're charging you. If you went online and paid today, the late fee's already there. So there's no problem on the payment.
Do they have a right to take you to court then?
Do they have a right to be tovea you now, or what does it mean a right to be tovea? I mean, they can be tovea right away. When you go to the dentist and you say you have 30 days to pay to the late fee, what does that mean? They can be tovea you day one also.
Given that now we're only tovea after like 3 years, all creditors are happy to let it go for a couple of years before they're actually tovea. It doesn't seem like there's such an optimina, but in terms of there should be a difference, but it's just these days you're right. It's just on the bill. It just shows up on the bill.
So I'm saying, so I don't know how to don this Bach shtickle here. If the pshat is, are you getting more time? You're not getting more time.
Because no one's gonna bother you. Because you get you're not gonna bother you.
Okay. It seems like the achra from this table is that not getting more time on it. That's not the understanding. The understanding is a fee. And Lemaisa, if it's due after 30 days, I pay now, after 30 days is this, you know?
You know, at the bottom of the bill, it says, you know, 31 to 91 days late. 91 to 180 days late.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. It's 91 to 120, 120 to 180.
Right. Okay, so fine, that's done. Then do the Bach.
Once
you paid
30 days, you have one late fee. The problem is that
yes, so that's clear that the shot is that they're saying. Yeah, but that means what they're saying is that. That means that they're saying that this $17 means that you have till day 90 now. It's not going to be considered late again until day 90.
It's not late again.
That means that what they're saying is
you owe the money now.
I don't know if you owe the money.
Then you owe the money now. I go around to collect money.
Okay, then let you have paid till certain time. You still owe the money.
We don't charge late fees, but my so you go around collecting as soon as they owe it. Right.
You can charge in food products. It's not reduced.
So anyway, okay, so fine, it's 10:50. So the other chiluk I wanted to cover was the other with the nedunya or whatever. I guess we'll have to do that next week, which is sif tezvav, and we'll get a little bit more into mekach u'memkar. Okay.